always very much looking for anything American, you know, because, you know, it was such a great form of rock and roll, blues, R&B, you name it, jazz. It all came from America. So really, when they say, oh, the British wave, you know, changed music, yeah, well, maybe it did, but it wouldn't have been able to even have been happening if it weren't for the fact that we were just coming back to America and regurgitating in our style what we'd learned from you anyway.
Wow. I have learned that when you were a teenager, you were in a band, and the manager of that band was Bill Wyman.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, no, he was... The drummer in the band, I was still at school for this band, it was called The Preachers, and the drummer of the band was the original drummer of the Rolling Stones, so Tony Chapman, and he introduced Bill to the Stones, because they needed a bass player, so Bill was a friend of this guy Tony, and brought him into the band, and then, for whatever reason, Tony handed the sticks over to Charlie at some point.
Yeah.
We won't go into that. So I guess Bill always felt deeply indebted to Tony for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So he said, look, you get a band together, I'll produce it and manage it. So he did. So that's how I became a part of that band and then met Bill when I was like 13 or 14.
You were in that big show in England, Ready, Steady, Go, with that
band.
Yeah.
Yeah. The week that this, it was sort of like, I'm trying to think of the same sort of show over here.
Yeah, Shindig and Hootenanny, all that kind of stuff.
Hullabaloo, all those sort of things. And basically, this was when British TV wouldn't let you lip sync. You had to play live. So it was the Stones took over Ready, Steady, Go for 1 week. Each one of the Stones had their band on. They would choose other artists. So Bill obviously chose us. So we played on Ready, Steady, Go. When they were doing, like, Satisfaction, you know.
Yeah, now, I actually heard something a long time ago I wanted to ask you about. There was rumors to the effect that when Mick Taylor left the Stones, that there was a real good shot that you were going to be replacing him.
Well, because of my inside connection there, I was just as shocked as everybody else that might have heard or read. I was just driving into... I lived in Manhattan at that point, and... I lived outside Manhattan, and I was driving in, and that day I heard on NEW, which was still the big classic station there, and they gave the news, and there it was, Peter Frampton could be the next Rolling Stone sort of thing, as well as four other names, one of which was, of course, Ronnie Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to pull over. I didn't know whether I believed what I heard, you know, but then I thought, Bill... So anyway, then when I met up with Mick later, in 77, I asked him, which was a couple of years later, I asked him, was that true? And he said, absolutely. So, you know, it's very nice.